and up Southwest Michigan. WSJM. Let's get this day started.
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show. This is Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. T-minus about 6 days and counting until Christmas. You ready?
Merry Christmas.
Santa's in the house. No, no, it's actually Tom Austin. Good morning, Tom.
In a Santa suit.
Yeah, exactly. Time for 10 minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, Tax Preparation Planning, Retirement Strategies and Planning, and a whole lot more. And, you all set for Christmas?
I am. I got to figure out what to get my wife yet. That's usually the biggest challenge. It's the only gift I have to get.
Yeah. My dad always waited until the very last minute on Christmas Eve day to do all the shopping.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, we've talked before here on the show about how people in general are just not saving enough for retirement. Let's talk a little bit about exactly how that's affecting people, in your estimation, and how we can reverse the trend.
Well, yeah, we have talked about that in the past, and there certainly are a number of factors, but there's the glaring obvious one, which is that people just don't live within their means.
Yeah.
Overspending, creating too much debt. You know, you get behind on credit cards, and credit card interest rates are very high. And you know, sometimes it's that "gotta have it now" mentality that our society kind of pushes us toward. So we always recommend, first of all, that people pay yourself first. Learn to live with less, and a lot of that is done through payroll deductions. If you're working and you have a 401k, we still see a lot of the younger generation that are not taking advantage of 401k, and certainly company contributions. You know, you have to, they give a matching contribution typically up to a certain percentage. You want to do at least that, but we recommend at least 10 to 15% of your income to be in some form of savings, you know, from a retirement standpoint. If you're putting into 401k, or you might be putting into a Roth or a traditional IRA outside of that if you don't have a 401k. But certainly it's important to take advantage of that. Now, there are some things that are out of our control that can get in the way of this. You know, health, obviously, medical bills, a loss of a job, unexpected household expenses. You know, maybe you need a new furnace. You know, some things happen to the house that are unexpected. So it's always important to put some money away in an emergency fund. I mean, certainly after you build up some of your retirement. And then there's life events that get in the way sometimes. It might be a natural disaster, the death of a loved one, or even a spouse. I mean, so these are things that can be out of our control, but it's important to have some kind of a plan and to put yourself into a situation to where you're saving on a regular basis and learning to live within the other amount that you're receiving. And just the reality, a lot of people don't do that and are not doing that. Now, there's a factor that is within our control that I recently ran across an interesting article. I don't know if you saw this so recently. There was a survey about from Merrill Lynch that talked about parents that are helping their adult children. And I see a lot of this of people that come into my office, you know, of people that when you start to find out about their situation, and they go, oh, yeah, and then we're helping our son here who's 45 years old.
Yeah.
You know. And there's different circumstances and reasons for things, but the study by Merrill Lynch found that 79%, I found this staggering, of parents continue to serve as the family bank, as they called it, for their grown children. 79%. $500 billion annually, they said, is being spent on grown children, adult children. Mm-hmm. This is twice as much as they found that these people were putting into retirement accounts. Twice as much.
Hmm.
So 63% of those parents said they would sacrifice their own financial security for the sake of their adult children. Now, there was a U.S. Census Bureau that in 2015, that's probably the last time they looked at this, but they stated that 34% of people between the ages of 18 and 34 still live in their parents' home. And this was in 2015, and that was up 26% from 2005, which they found that one out of four of those children neither worked or went to school. One out of four. So what is this telling us? You know, it's behavioral, I think, to some degree. And
it's a shifting culture.
Shifting culture. And, you know, there's a difference in helping your children and enabling them, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get into conversations with our clients about these things, it's a careful conversation that you have to have because it's their family, it's their life. But when you're looking at their own financial needs and the things that they may need to retire and how that may be, they may be sacrificing that, it can put them in jeopardy, you know, for the future. And we see that happen in some cases. The article also talked about that children may end up needing to take care of their parents because of the sacrifice that the parents, you know, had given earlier, you know, in helping them.
Exactly.
And of course, there's certain circumstances that dictate, you know, why a child may be living in a parent's home.
Right.
You know, it could be a divorce. It could be there could be children involved, the grandkids, and there's certainly those types of things. But I think the overall picture here tells us that there are some things that are alarming for people that are looking at saving and what it's going to look like for retirement as we have more and more people moving into that age of retirement and Social Security and all the things we talk about that could put stress on our financial system as well as people that are retiring with not enough.
You know, one of the things that becomes even more alarming, too, though, is if the parents are helping the adult children financially because they can't help themselves, and then they put themselves in jeopardy, and then they're going to rely on the kids aren't going to have the resources to be able to help them in the future.
Yeah, if they don't...
So it's an even deeper spiral.
Right, and if they don't change the behaviors,
right,
and you know, go out and work and be productive citizens, then who knows what that really looks like down the road, but it's not a pretty picture, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I can say one thing for my kids, you know, personally speaking. I mean, I have a daughter that's in college, and my older son was in the military. He tried college for a year, went in the military for 7 years, and now he's on the GI Bill out in California studying to be an engineer, which we're really proud of him. And then my youngest son just graduated, and he had no desire to go to high school. But he's working now, and he works 10, 12 hours a day. And it just, to me, you know, as a parent, you're not quite sure. You think you've instilled work ethic in a child. But to see him get up every morning at 6 o'clock and go and work 10, 12 hours and come home, and he's making good money, and he's getting overtime, and just to instill that work ethic to me, you know, and he may end up going to college sometime, and he'll find his path. But to see him out working is such an encouraging thing for me and for our family as a parent, because you cannot replace that hard work ethic in a kid today.
Very true. Very true.
So that was just my two cents on my personal experience on that.
Very good. Well, you know, for those that might need a little guidance on how to, you know, maneuver through all of these various things that can be traps and also opportunities, what should they do?
Well, you can contact us at 269-429-1585. We're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville. You can always visit us on the web and see some of the things that we do there. It's austinfinancial.us.
All right. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC. Topics discussed and opinions given not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we hope that professional is Tom Austin.
We hope so, too. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you. Same to you. And thanks, Tom Austin.